Is it irrational to not like and not want to be around someone for relatively superficial reasons? Say you don't like the way they talk or the way they dress, or there's just a vibe you get from the person that you don't like, even if they didn't do or say anything specifically harmful to you, period. No, I don't regard that as irrational at all, as you described it. There are a tremendous number of personal options in the people that you decide that you want as a friend or a social relationship. And you can't, obviously, you don't have the time or the desire to put an FBI investigation out on each one. You have to go by first impressions, unless you have something overriding that, where there's some importance to this relationship and you want to try further. But certainly, you have no obligation to try further. You can say about somebody without knowing anything further, I don't like the way he speaks. I feel he's not speaking openly. And now, you know, you can find out, as I once did, saying something like that, that the person was nervous, that he spoke very slowly, and that didn't prove anything. But I didn't know that. And to me, anybody that was that slow or that seemed to pause about everything, I didn't know what he was doing, and I wasn't interested in continuing. And I wasn't interested in continuing even after that I knew he was completely innocent, because I was not the kind of person I wanted to associate with. I'm not denouncing him. I'm saying there's so many possibilities. If something puts me off right away, there is no reason to tell why I have to follow it up and try and see what he's like. One thing philosophy can say about this is, from this kind of instantaneous feeling, you know, Ayn Rand used to call these stomach feelings. In other words, they don't come from your real knowledge. They come from just the reaction to the sensory, immediate perceptual result. And her point was, if you cannot identify them, but they're stronger, they bother you, then there's no reason in the world to continue with that person. But if you can't identify what is really going on and that it's really bad, then you cannot go from I don't want this person as an associate to this person is evil, this person is dishonest. You cannot make objective moral judgments, if I can use her term, on the basis of stomach feelings. You can convert stomach feelings sometimes into knowledge, but it takes a lot of time. And it's just not worth it to you in most cases.